Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because the entrance of your word brings light and understanding to the simple. Tonight we are here for you again. We ask that you open our heart to your word. We ask that you instruct our hearts. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Can we be seated? I don't have a word to say. I'm already shy. Okay. Papa, I love you so much, sir. Papa, thank you. I'm always happy to see Papa. Amen. I want to appreciate my father in the Lord. I want to appreciate my father in the Lord. You know, now you are still going to clap, but let me say this well. My father has been a father to me. You know, I met him as a child. Now, when I mean a child, I mean as a boy who just graduated and was looking for bearing. I didn't have a bearing when I met Isaac. I can't marry a woman at that time. It was not possible. But now I'm a man because there's a man called Isaac. I'm becoming a man every day via instructions, via training. And something related to what I want to quickly teach. Pizak is amazing. He's my father. And, you know, I'm before my father now, and I want to teach, and I don't have a dot of fear in me. You don't know what that means. You know, I don't know how to talk about that, but I know what I'm talking about. You don't dare stand before your father and preach with boldness. Who are you? But this is my father. You know, he still told me again that do anything you want to do. And that Pizak, he had granted me a lot of platform to do the work of ministry effectively. Can we appreciate Pizak? Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to appreciate Pastor Laolu, Pastor. Pastor is a great pastor. That's my pastor. Yeah. Can we appreciate Pastor Laolu, please, and his wife? And I want to appreciate all the pastors of every branches. I appreciate all the pastors. For time, I can't mention our names, but I really appreciate. But I want to particularly appreciate Pastor Laolu for teaching us this morning. That is very powerful. Pastor Laolu, Pastor Laolu for teaching us. That is actually very powerful because I'm going to take my cue from what he taught, and let's look into the word. Can you turn? Thank you, sir. Thank you. Oh, that's impossible. Do you know my wife? Yeah, I love my wife so much. Can you please help me appreciate my wife? Yes. We call her Mama. Yeah, she's, you know, when I married my wife, I was almost I was still checking some of my pictures last week before I got married, and I couldn't recognize myself. My wife had done wonderful work in my life. Yeah. Great, right? If you are not married, go and get married. All right, let's turn our scriptures to Acts chapter 1. All right, when you are ripe to marry, okay? Acts chapter 1. We're still looking at the glory of God. So I just want to connect two thoughts together at the same time. I want to connect the thought that Pastor Lyle was teaching in the morning with the local assembly. How is it connected, right? That's what I want to talk about, and then in short time. Pastor Lyle didn't have enough time. I have enough time, so don't worry. I'm just going to go straight. Go to Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Let's start from verse 1. Amen and amen. Amen. Like I told you, I didn't have any dot of fear in my heart because I'm standing before Pizak. All right. Acts chapter 1. Let's start from 1. All right. The former account I made. Can you use? Okay. Yes. This new King James. Yeah, good. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. Next verse. We are running down to 8. Until the day in which he was taken up after he through the Holy Spirit had given commandment. Can you say commandment? Say commandment. To the apostles whom he had chosen. Next verse. To whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise. Everybody say the promise. The promise. Now this promise here is the Holy Ghost, the promise of the Father, which he had said and you have heard from me. Verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, you know, Jesus had talked about this many times. Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of God to Israel, kingdom to Israel, rather? And then he said to them, it is not for you to know the times and the season, or the seasons which the Father put in his own authority. It. Can we read it together? And you shall receive power. And you shall. And, all right, so this is very powerful. So the Holy Ghost came for one purpose, to give power for witnessing, right? What did I say? The Holy Ghost came to what? Give power for witnessing. So the intention of the Holy Ghost is so that we can be effective ministers of Jesus. Are you with me? The intention of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit without measure, you learned in the morning that the Spirit without measure is also the Spirit of glory, right? According to Peter, right? So this Spirit came upon them and it gave them power so that they can be effective witness of God. Now, if you go back to verse 3 of this, we're going to take a lot of time studying the scriptures. Okay, can you go back to verse 3? If you go back to verse 3, verse 2. He said, until the day in which he was taken up through the Holy Spirit, he had given commandment. So let's study, what is this commandment? He gave the apostles commandment. Now, he gave the apostles commandment. When he gave them command, then, and he told them that they should not go yet. If you go back to this same account in Mark, in all the Gospels, said that they should not go yet. They should tarry in Jerusalem until they will be endued with power. Right? So, but he gave them commandment. So what is the commandment? Can you go to, let's start from Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. Are you ready for it? Luke chapter 24. Go to Luke 24. Start from about 28 because of time. So something had happened here. Before now, there were some disciples who were already worried that Jesus had not risen. And they were really worried, and they were walking back to their city called Emmaus. And they were depressed. They were talking in depression. And then Jesus withheld their faces of their eyes from perceiving who he was or who he is. And then he walked close to them and began to talk to them. Started talking to them. And then, so what happened in Luke chapter 24 is actually very powerful, because Luke 24 crashed the study of the practice of glory. Now, why am I teaching this? While we were praying in the morning, the Lord told me something. I wrote it down. The Lord said the practice of God's glory can be learned. The practice of God's glory can be learned. And he said, because I teach it. Jesus teaches, because God wants us, the intention of God in the last days is that men walk in the glory of God. That's the intention of God. That's the only way we can bring the people to see Jesus. It's the glory. There's nothing else that can show forth the glory except the glory. There's nothing else that can show Jesus, rather, except the glory. And so what happened in Luke 24 was a crash course. The Lord quickly did a work upon the disciples that he met on their way to Emmaus. Let me quickly explain it. So they were worried and they started talking. And something happened. Jesus moved close to them and began to expound to them about himself. The Lord Jesus did a Bible study with them. He went back to the Old Testament and taught them through until that day, and said that everything written concerning him, don't you know, even call them fools. And then something began to happen to them. Their hearts began to burn. While Jesus was speaking to them, oh my God. While Jesus was speaking to them, their hearts began to burn. And that was happening. And then it became so late, Jesus could not leave them, so they invited Jesus. Now, that is a great work. The teaching of Jesus had made them close to Jesus, and to the point that they can yield their house to Jesus. So they invited Jesus to the house. Now, that didn't wholly happen. Jesus continued again, and then they also yielded their table to Jesus for Jesus to feed them. Can you imagine that? I'm a visitor in your house, but I'm the one serving you food. That thing can only happen in local assembly. Now, can you jump down to Luke? Now, can you start from 10? Oh, good. And now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Now, when this happened, their eyes opened. Oh, my God. When this happened, their eyes popped open. And guess what? And then they walked back to the apostles. Now, these guys have worked for a long time. They were really tired. But the glory imparts strength. The things you could not do before, you can begin to do with the glory. Have you seen people addicted before? By the, see, and listen to me, a church of the, see, and the intention of the God, of the Lord Jesus Christ is to infuse the glory into the local assembly. Because that is the operation of God to bring about change. Change happens by glory. Are you with me, guys? That's the plan of God. Change. Everybody say change. Change happens via glory. Are you with me? Good. So some, he said, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and they vanished from their sight. Now, look at 30. Okay, let's keep reading. And they said, they now begin to recount what happened to them. And they said, didn't not our heart burn with us while he yet talked to us? So there must be, the only avenue for this constant conversation is the local assembly. So I know I told you that what happened there was a crash course. And you need to follow this thing very well. So he said, while he yet talked with us on the road, while he opened the scriptures, Kai, the scriptures had to be opened to you. See, listen to me. Everybody is normal unless trained otherwise. Everybody is normal. And in the kingdom, there's nothing called self-trained. You are trained by another. There's nothing called in the kingdom that I am self-made. You can't be self-made. You can't be self-made. Another makes another. Everybody is normal until trained otherwise. You can, see, and listen to me, you can be a Christian and live a normal life until you meet a man who will, see, listen to me, when some people live their life anyhow, I wonder who is laying hands on you. I tell my church members, I say, who is laying hands on you? Am I the one laying hands on you? Because there's an expectation. There's an expectation. If I'm the one laying hands on you, I expect the glory of oppression in your life. Are you with me? So it is only in the, oh my God, okay. It's only in the local assembly that this kind of thing happened. Opening of the scriptures. And then when that, so what happened was that he was opening the scriptures, their hearts was burning, it got to a point that their eyes opened. And they became aware of the Lord Jesus. Now you need to know what just happened to these guys. They walked back to the other apostles who were in fear. And then, now can you go back, jump down to 35. Why? They got there. Now, you need to understand. You know, I want to tell us what the commandment is. The commandment was basically to go and preach the gospel. If you look at Matthew chapter, the last part of Matthew, the what we call the Great Commission, that is the commandment. He gave them in Acts chapter 1, verse 2. That is the commandment. How, if I, you know, the original rendition of that scripture says that as you go into the world, go with the gospel. Do you understand that? As you go into the tech world, go with the gospel. Because everybody will not hold the mic. But everybody has the gospel. Are you with me, guys? So it's as you go into the world, go with the gospel. But it will not be possible to do that without the spirit without measure. Which is the spirit of glory. Are you with me, guys? Now, can you go back to 35? You say, and they told them about the things that happened to them on the road. So you understand what is happening. So it's more like, You have been in church and you have been trained. And then you had enough boldness to go and tell others about what is going on with you. Now, guess what happened? So they told them everything. Now, in 36, while they were speaking, now as they said these things, Jesus himself joined the conversation. You don't understand that. While they were speaking, the presence of God happened. So, what was going on with them is that they were being trained to habitate God's glory. So while they were going with the gospel, they got back to the apostles, and while they were talking, the Bible says, now as these things, Jesus, now as they said these things, as they obeyed the commandment, as they said, the moment they were saying it, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them. Oh, you didn't understand that. Let me show you the same thing. Go to Mark. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Go to Mark 16. Start from 14. The same thing. Later, he
appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. He rebuked their unbelief and the hardness of their heart because they did not believe. Now, look at the next verse. We're going down to 20. It's a long read. And they said to them, this is the commandment, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Next verse. And he who believes is baptized and will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. Next verse. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it shall not by any means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Next verse. So then after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Don't walk. Now look at 20. Can we be 20 together? And hold on. Can you see that? No, you didn't see it. Can you see that? Oh, you didn't see it. Did you see that word? The Lord walking with them. That's the glory. The Lord in the midst of the people is the glory. So, everything you read in the book of Acts, this is the beginning of the book of Acts of Apostles. The Lord walking with them. The Lord walk, and then you need to understand that the book of Acts is the book of the local assembly. You didn't get that? The glory had been, is going to be operational in the local assembly. That's the intention of God. That's the intention of God. That the glory be operational in the local assembly. So, and what is the glory? The Lord working with them. So that crash course was what you saw in Luke 24. While they were speaking, Jesus entered their midst. And that's what Paul was saying. You have not so learned Christ. If you have heard him. Now, Apostle Paul said that. He said, you have not so learned Christ if you have heard him. Meaning that in the local assembly, Jesus is available to speak. Because the next statement you will expect is that if Paul had preached, but that's not what he said. He said, if you have heard him, as the truth is in him. So Jesus, when Apostle Paul preaches, but Jesus was available in the congregation. Jesus followed people to their homes. That's the glory. Every man on the street doing the work of ministry. That is the glory. And that is the 21st century church. See, listen to me. Things are, hey God. Papi said it in the morning. See, you have not seen the crop of people that will love the Lord. Look at 2024. We are going to be many. We are going to be someone doing the will of God. Loving the Father. Are you ready for it? Don't joke at all. The Lord walking with them. The Lord following them to class. You don't know what it means? You can sit a drug addict beside you and have conversation of life and destiny with him. And his heart will burn. That's what I'm talking about. That is the glory. The glory is not about stardom. It's not about one man being popular. It's about a crop of people living out God. Do you understand this? I didn't know it was going to be this fast. I feel like I'm done. This is it. So the local assembly is the home where we are being trained up. Let me show you another scripture. Go to Genesis chapter 14. Genesis 14:14. Let's start from there. Are you with me, guys? Brothers and sisters, are you here? Are we ready for 2024? In your work, in your offices, in your classroom, the glory. The glory. Glory. Normal people living the life of the glory. Normal. Normal people. Normal people impacted with strength. Normal people. Normal people. Normal people. But with the glory of the Father. It's called a spirit without measure. He was upon Jesus and he was upon Jesus for us. He did it. A crash course happened in Luke 24. See, when Jesus entered their midst, Jesus opened the understanding also of the apostles. When he opened the understanding, that is when what led to Mark 24. Then they went into the street. The Bible says the Lord walking with them. Signs and wonders. In Hebrews, it said the Lord was confirming his word with signs and wonders. Oh my, do you know what signs is? Oh my God. Papi, you felt it was normal for you to look at a drug addict and say he's a child. It's not normal. It's the glory of God. For you to look at a drug addict and you don't see him as a thug, you are not timid. You see him as a child. Do you know what? When you look at a child, you see a child that is helpless. The glory of God is not something exoteric. It's something very close. It's the local assembly. The local assembly. Now look at John. Look at Genesis. Are you with me, guys? And Abraham had that his brother, Abraham, a normal man. Abraham had that his brother had been taken captive. Look at this statement. He harmed 318 trained servants who were born in his own house. In old KJV, he used the word household. The word household is local assembly. That is the place where training happens. Training. He harmed. You know, the problem now is that we have harmed a lot of people who are not trained. That's the problem. We have harmed a lot of people who have not built a house that can habitate the glory. So now they have amassed things to themselves. But in the days of glory, it will not be about you. Because the intention is the Lord that gave you the glory. Oh my Jesus. I feel we should pray. Is it possible to pray? Can you just pray for some time? Pray. I want you to take some time to really pray. I want you to texturize your heart. This is the house of glory. It's called a local assembly. It is the house of God's glory. Training is going, ongoing. Normal people habitating his glory. Normal, natural man, but carrying his glory. Another 2 minutes. Pray hard. Pray intentionally. If you can wait a little longer, it will rest upon you. It will rest. It's yours. It's yours. Understanding is yours. The glory is yours. Power is yours. It's called the Spirit of Glory. Shabbos. Reketabaradia. It's yours. It is 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 for you and your children's children. I ask the Spirit of Glory, the Spirit of Power. It is yours. It is yours. Maras. Rabakate kasketeba. Selabos. Selabakabos. Shabarabakatai. Another 1 minute. Stay a little longer. A little longer. It will rest. It's your horn. It's your horn. It belongs to you. Maraboto posoko prata kaposka. Sabake poko pokosko pakata. Sekeskate pakosko tomakatela. Asaka pakatela. Azoba. Azoba bobobos. Sabakeskate bakaskata. Alaboroba seboroba. Arabosoya. Ayala barakaskota. Take your time and pray. Hallelujah. Please listen to me for some time. I'm closing. This is very powerful, brothers and sisters. This is the local assembly, the house of glory.
He's read it in the New Testament. It's what I'm talking about. This is where we get drunk. Come with Sam. Come with him. It is for the glory. We energize ourselves. Then we go to the world. Going with the gospel. What's the gospel? Showing Jesus. Basic. Showing Jesus. Showing Jesus. Turning the heart of men to the Lord. Showing Jesus. Is that basic? Showing Jesus. Showing Jesus. Showing Jesus in your life, in your work, in humility, in love. See, there's a lot. Listen to me. We are love beings. So the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. That makes sense with the glory. Without the glory, you don't know what love is. Normal people walking in the glory, walking in God's power, healing the sick normally. Oh, you didn't get that? Taking crushes, collecting wheelchair, opening the eyes of the blind. Normally, the Lord walking with them in signs and wonders. Normal. Everyone shall say normal. Normal people healing the sick in your offices. And it's not all about you. It's all about God. See, listen to me. The Lord is interested in doing this more than us. That is his interest. Showing the glory. See, that is why the local assembly was instituted. So that the glory can be made known. The Lord among his people doing wonders. Doing wonders. Are you ready for it? Yes, we are ready for it. And we thank God for the local assembly we belong to. The glory of God is always here. Training our hearts. You know, you see a hard man and give him 6 months. The hard man turns to a meek man. That's the glory, my brothers. That's the glory. A man that cannot be married 2 years ago becomes a man that will come and say, Pastor, I'm ready to marry. Ha! It does not happen anyhow. That is the Lord walking among his people. The Lord in the midst of them doing wonders. It's wonder. Ever shall say wonder. That's wonder. And guess what? I even love the fact that we are young. Because we cannot practice that scriptures. Let no man despise you. Let no man despise your youth. Because we are now examples in words and in deed. That is the glory. That is the glory. The Spirit of God is upon us. Jesus came back. He entered the temple. And the Bible says, and they fasting their face on him. That is what is going to happen to you after this conference. As you go into your normal day activity, people's eyes will be fasting on you. And then you will look at them and say, the Spirit of God is upon me. That was the response of Jesus. The Spirit of God is upon me. He's upon me. Emi mi mo Olorun alaye. It's the Spirit of power. Emi mi mo. Emi adura. Emi mi mo Olorun alaye. Can you pray in the Holy Ghost again? Can you pray? Pray. Soak it in. It's yours. Rodo Mokoske.